Oh, that's what the blanket thing was. Okay, now I understand. Call before the movie. Wow. Okay, that's wow. Oh. So Hatun, would you agree that Usama Hatun, would you agree that Usama is one of the hardest working people you've met now? Yes. Remember that. She gives it right back. Usama he was trying to tell me what Hatun was going to talk about, and she was going to talk about Egyptian slavery. I'm losing. So one of the things that's actually being noted here is most of the UK doesn't have AC, and a lot of the United States does, unless you're in a northern part. Well, I'll say this: where I live, it was normal not to have AC unless you were very wealthy until it started to become a normal thing in the 80s. So we did. It was not normal to have AC, and actually towards the 90s, that's how late it started to become normal. All right, so I have an interesting news story that you pointed out, and I'm just going to put it in the chat room first. Yeah. Oh wow. So that's good that you got those doors finished then. Good. Probably better than I did. All right. So let's talk about today's. Oh. Okay. All right. So today. So the news, the first news story today comes out of New York City. This is just revealing. This is from News 12, Westchester, New York. City launches new initiative to support Islamic call to public prayer. And this is 4 days old, but Mayor Eric Adams, this is of New York City, and NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban announced a new initiative Tuesday to support the Islamic call to public prayer. The Adhan is, they say, a religious chant. Really, that's all it is? That is typically played out loud in public for a few minutes to call Muslims to prayer, according to the Islamic Cultural Center of New York. Prayers take place 5 times a day. Is that actually true? It's only a few minutes? Well, isn't this their victory chant is what it comes down to? This is their victory chant for 9/11? You know, the timing couldn't be worse. And that's so the next article I have, and I think I just moved the article second. Somehow I have the wrong article. Hold on just a second. Let me go back here. That is weird. Let's see what I can do with history. Oh, the joy of sometimes things just don't work the way they're supposed to. And I had the right article, and now I don't. So just a second, we'll get there. And they're not just rights. This is the ploy. It is special privileges beyond what others have, and that's what it is. Exactly what it is. And that's what they want. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be talking about one of these type events in just a minute. Yeah. Well, here's another example of that. So this next example comes from a woman by the name of Beth Moore. I say it's her actions. It's not an example of her, her stupidity is what I should be saying this is about. This is titled, Imam Stands in Pulpit at Beth Moore's Church and Preaches from the Quran. This article came out on August 31st. It's just a couple days ago. It says, Beth Moore, when she apostatized a few years ago and left a somewhat biblical denomination for a completely apostate denomination, made it clear that her intentions were to continue to rebel against God by performing the function and role of a pastor, which the scriptures reserve for men. Beth Moore has since joined St. Timothy's Anglican Church in Spring, Texas, which, similar in some ways to the Roman Catholic Church, appears to believe in the literal presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Beth Moore has served as a lector during worship service at St. Timothy's, according to at least one definition in the Anglican Church. The lector carries out his or her primary function during the liturgy of the word, proclaiming God's word to his people so that, strengthened by the words of Holy Scripture, they might come to a deeper love. But an even more shocking turn of events, Beth Moore's church has now invited a Muslim imam to come deliver a sermon and offer a prayer of worship in front of the church. This imam came and took the pulpit, literally stood in the pulpit, where the pastor is supposed to proclaim the word of God, and instead stood there and profaned the words of God and preached blasphemies from the Quran. Just a second. Okay, I'll pull it up. Just a second. 39. And what verse? Just a second. I'm sorry. I was looking for that. And so then you will not be helped. Then you will not be helped. Okay. Chapter and verse. Chapter 1, verse 7. Okay. Okay, just let me pull that up on the screen. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that He that abides in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he For he that bids him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Some of this stuff is just mind-numbing. All right. So I'm gonna bring up the Isis Bright article next, and just a minute. Oh, the joys of fighting, doing too many things here. I have too many screens. Yeah. Next article is out of Germany, and my biggest problem with this article is this is out of the Daily Mail. You just read this headline, and this may be enough to disgust everybody. German ISIS bride who chained up 5-year-old Yazidi slave girl in the sun and let her die of thirst, then held a gun to the head of the child's mother to stop her crying, and is jailed for 14 years. This is by David Avier and Christian Oliver, and it just came out this week, August 29th. A German woman who joined the Islamic State and chained up a 5-year-old Yazidi slave girl, leaving her to die of thirst in the baking sun, has been handed a 14-year prison sentence by a Munich court. Jennifer Wenschich, originally from Lone in Lower Saxony, joined ISIS in Iraq and allowed the young girl to die of thirst for wetting the bed in August of 2015. She and her then-husband, an ISIS fighter, had bought the young Yazidi girl and her mother as household slaves and went on to commit horrific acts of abuse. The woman argued in court that her husband had restrained the girl and left her to die, but judges decided she was equally responsible. I think responsible means you get 14 years. I don't think he's alive anymore. And unfortunately, I believe it to be true. Yeah. Go pick up Fertile Soil for Jihad by Patrick Dunleavy if you don't think this is true. Yeah. Yes. I Now, this next article will have people thinking about what Usama's been talking about with rape and sexual abuse. This is from this is actually from Build, but it's the site I'm providing translates this into English. This is by Medforth, translated by Medforth. The title's Germany. Woman sexually abused by Syrian in hospital after leg amputation. The surgery was well completed, but the horror came afterwards. Abuse in a hospital bed. That's what two female patients reported. The Syrian Zakwan A, who was 43 years old, had been on trial in Hamburg Mitte District Court since Tuesday. He worked at the University Hospital of Eppendorf in the food service and allegedly sexually abused two female patients, 52 and 53 there. Both women had just undergone surgery, could hardly walk, and the older woman's leg had been amputated. My client is initially defending himself in silence, the defense lawyer explained. In other words, wait and see what the witnesses can remember at all 3 years after the crime. This tactic did not work for the first witness, Yvonne. She still feels the hands of the accused on her body. She says, I was paralyzed. I couldn't react because I was so shocked. She could only turn her head to the side when he tried to kiss her. At the same moment, his hand slipped to places they should not be. I'm not going to read the detail there. The nurses then believed that the other patient had suffered a stroke because she could no longer speak. An abuse trauma, which she thought she had overcome after years of therapy, had reappeared. This is it. I mean, it comes down to they believe they are encouraging an act of jihad and that these rapes, these sexual assaults are part of jihad. And one of the last articles I have, I'm going to throw in the chat room again. This is okay. Oh, wow. Yes, I've read those. Yeah. Well, even on top of that, you know, what Todd Benzman, who I've been talking to you about, his last article is on medical doctors coming to the U.S. that are into jihad, and he's going, his whole article is about this misinformation about jihadis not being educated. Well, look at all the people that are in charge of all these jihadis. They have the doctorate degrees, so they're the most educated. They know more about Islam than the average person, far more, and they are. And so this game of, oh, they don't know, it's just a lie. Now, this last article we talked about briefly beforehand, and I think this is a ploy to gain strength. And this is in Nepal that this ploy was done. And we were just discussing this beforehand, how Muslim immigrants from Bihar have triggered communal tensions in Nepal's Dharan. This came out August 29th by Jaydeep Muzamdar. It starts, late last week, a video of some Muslim youth feasting on beef and asserting that slaughtering cows is their religious and cultural right went viral in Sonsari district of southeastern Nepal in bordering India. The video caused outrage in the Himalayan nation where cow slaughter is banned, and it evoked a large-scale protest from Hindus who have planned a series of protests to demand the arrest of the Muslim youth and stronger enforcement of the beef ban in the country. A number of residents, Dharan, a prominent city of Sonsari that lies across the border, told this news source over the phone that the Muslim youth in the video are suspected to be recent immigrants from Bihar. So is there anything that supports the cultural and the actual need to slaughter cows? I got 5-3. Oh, two. Okay, I have 5-3 up first. I'll go back and get that next. Okay. Forbidden to you is that which dies of itself, and the blood and swine meat of what has been sacrificed to other than Allah, and the strangled and the one killed by a blow and by a fall and by goring, and that which has been eaten by beasts of prey, except that which you make. I'm not sure what duck. Khatum is ceremonial clean of Hebrew origin, so basically it's kosher. Yeah. Okay. All right. And that which has been slaughtered on the spot to make division of the slain by consulting arrows is unrighteous to you today. Those who became okay. So is this? Wait, where does it say that it's okay is what I was looking for. I don't see where it's... Okay, sorry. Today, those who became infidels to spirit from your religion, so do not fear me. Today, I have completed your religion and you have fulfilled you my grace, and I am pleased to give you Islam, a religion, and so whoever is compelled to hunger to eat without wanting to transgress. Oh, wait, so you can eat it, but you can't, just trying to find my mouse just a second. Where did the mouse go? Okay. All right. To 173. Yes. Yeah, yep, we're almost there. All right, 173, here we go. Oh, you who have believed, eat of the good things which we provided for you and give thanks to Allah. Sorry, that was 172. If you were serving him. Verse 173. It is forbidden for you only that which died and the blood of the, I believe we said, yeah, pork, and that what was killed as a sacrifice to other than Allah. So whoever is compelled without desiring nor returning, so it is not a sin for him. Ooh, that's pretty clear. Again. So we should be serving pork in every prison today is what you're saying, because there's nothing that's saying we can't. Almost there. All right, 145, here we go. Say, I do not find in what has been revealed to me anything forbidden for the eater to eat except that which was dead, or blood poured forth, or swine meat, so surely this is unclean or profane, being slain in the name of other than Allah. So whoever is compelled without desiring nor returning, so surely your Lord is forgiving and merciful. Well, bacon is contempting. I'll say that much. All right. That looks good. Too far back for me. It's 2 weeks ago, and my brain doesn't think that way, unfortunately. And one of the things people have to understand is that Usama, I was there, we were talking about this section, is that Usama leaves a lot out because he doesn't want to make his mother mad at him for the words for some of the details that could be translated, Well, it's funny because in Sharia it mentions that if you're not there at prayer time, that they might say, "Oh, we can go kill you." Basically, they have permission, unless there's that exception. Oh, you're sleeping. Well, wait a minute. And when you started talking about the Hadith, and you mentioned this the first time, I sat there trying to figure out how long does your mouth have to be open to actually, I mean, what, does he live beyond his ability? Oh, my gosh. Good question. Well, zakat has to do with wealth, and it's only on what you hold for a year. So this is an excuse for not paying the zakat, is how I look at it. Yes. Oh, that's exactly. Wait, is the cotton is 2.5%, but the bees you get more from? I think Muhammad had a great love of honey. I mean, we read that in a couple of places, but yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. Oh, that's part of it, yes. It's not happening. It's not happening. I don't know what kind of a growth they're expecting. Imaginary, I mean, magic beans? Yes. I guess you just toss it up in the air and figure out which one you want to grab. No, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm trying to think of, there's a passage in there in the, oh. I think it's scary for the woman to touch the one that, whichever one where the woman is not touching the man's money, because she's going to get beat, whichever. It sounds good. You know, it sounds like you're doomed if you do and doomed if you don't. You know, I've heard these before, and I sit there and how do you come up with the answers for this? Because if you've got these conflicting things that are telling you what to do, it's got to be nerve wracking to the people who follow this. What are you supposed to do? Does that depend on you're a mom? I mean, that's what it sounds like. Very confusing. Exactly. I know what it is. Jihad. They've invented jihad. Ah, okay. Okay. All right. Weird. Yes. I that's how do you, I mean, when you have two. Yes. You can't win. It's no matter, I mean, it sounds like reasons for punishment is what it sounds like. That's one of the ones I sit there and laugh at when I read that one. But, yeah, I would go with it doesn't make a difference. I mean, but no, but I would go with there's nothing wrong with putting mascara on, but for a guy that's just not normal. I see it. Nothing wrong for a female, but I don't see it as normal for a guy. They're looking for other men. That's the only answer I have. Uh-oh. That's binge eating is what that is. And when you binge eat, it's normal for you feel so full that some people will purposely vomit. And that actually is a normal thing for Islam, unfortunately. And yeah. That's their genius and lack of knowledge of biology. Lack of knowledge in medicine. This is why Usama does not trust medical doctors that follow Islam. And it's pretty much the same as I, because when you find a medical professional who professes Quranic embryology, I'm not letting them touch me. Let me put it that way. We are at that last few minutes mark. Okay. The goal here is there's two goals here. One is to give you a chance to see if you're a follower of Islam, is to see the reasons to leave Islam, because first of all, Allah is Satan, and you can find that in the Quran over and over again. And I'm going to recommend, if you don't believe what we're saying, go look at Usama's video on Allah is Satan. And then the other part of this, the other intention here, is that we give you a reason to see that Jesus is Lord. This next video that we're going to share is all about reasons for you to make that choice to follow Christ. And this is what I've got to say. If you make that choice, contact Usama, contact me. Let us know. We want to celebrate that you made that choice. So our first question is two parts. First one, it says, I recently heard that Hafs, the most common version of the Quran, was so well known to be a liar, thief, and plagiarist that Muslim scholars threw away all of Hafs' hadiths. Is this accurate? Now, the second part to this question is here. Do you have any references that we might share with our Muslim friends on this? Okay. All right. Okay. Exactly it, and that's how it works. Jury member on trials. I've seen that happen. That's going to get me for a long time, and it'll be interesting to share that out. All right, the next one we have is from Rob Cat. He writes, if Jesus is Lord and God, then why does he pray to God the Father, according to John 17, 1 to 26? And I'll pull that up in just a minute. Those words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him power. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Yes. Okay. As you have given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this, okay. Okay. All right. Jesus, only Jesus. It has to be the big G-O-D because that's the only one that can do that. And this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I know. Exactly. It's exactly why the Jews took up stones at one point to kill him, because they knew that, what he was saying. Yes. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify you me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Well, there is a third option. The third option is that he's nuts, mentally ill, but yeah, I agree. And if he's saying this, then they have to believe it and accept it is what it comes down to. I have manifested your name unto the men which you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever you have given me are of you. Okay, just get back here. Okay. Got to click over here a second. Okay. For I have given unto them the words which you gave me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came out from you, and they have believed that you did send me. And I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which you have given me, for they are thine, are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your own name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those that you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to you. And these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. We talk to the living God. It's personal communication between us and Him. Okay. And in them, and you and me, and they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. The only person who could have been there before the foundation of the world is God. So just to clarify, because we had a heretic in the room, this shows that the Son and the Father have always been present together. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me, and I have declared unto them. Now, this is an intimate knowledge. It's only possible if he was there before the foundation of the world. And I have declared unto them your name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Hold on a second. Okay, so I'm going to put this up, and I'm just going to say it's interesting. I mean, because the topic, again, is about most Muslims don't understand Arabic. And he's talking about, well, maybe we need a translation app. But it's sad. Muslims don't know the very language they pray. And that's what I call vain repetitions. That was the last question. We did have some thank yous for your review of John chapter 17. Rob said thank you. I just want to point that out. No, that's just pure silliness. I mean, where do they get that idea? All right. Wow. Amen. All right. Bye, all. You're out. Okay. I'm gonna. I like it. It's there is a small problem with the white shirt, though, which is weird. I think you need to wear, no, because it the green screen interfered with it, which is funny, because in this view, you're fine, but in this view, let me see if you're still, okay, it worked. I don't know, there was a change in lighting or something, I don't know. Yeah, there was like, parts of your shirt were, I don't know, is there green in that shirt? The blue may be, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I like this camera. I think it looks better. Boy, that'll keep me busy. All right. Hey, good night. I'm gonna save everything up, and I think I'm gonna cut that last question into its own separate video and upload it. All right. God bless. Thank you. All right. Yeah.